Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Well, welcome in everyone. Episode number 134 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. Can you believe 2022 is almost in the books? And for some of you, it's been like me. It's been a roller coaster of a year in terms of, you know, health or your spouse's health or just things going on that are out of your control. And then for others of you, maybe it's the best year you've ever had. For some of you, maybe you've really struggled this year. But we've all made it. So that's the cool part, right? We've all made it right on the brink of 2023. This will come out Thursday morning, so the 29th. So we've got a few days left, and then we will usher in the new year, which is really hard to believe when you kind of look back on it. So I want to just start by saying thank you to all of you who continue to listen and continue to subscribe and continue to promote the podcast, continue to really appreciate you and appreciate all that you all do. Appreciate those of you who I've worked with over the last couple years. So really just want to send my gratefulness and gratitude to you this morning, or whatever time you're listening to this. For me, it's in the morning as well. So want to say a big thank you. So I found this not too long ago. There's a kind of a 20 list of kind of words just really to live by and thoughts to live by. There's 20 different phrases, I guess, or sentences. And as I was reading them over the last couple of weeks, I thought, man, what a great way to end 2022 and to think about how you might want to be or how you might want to start living or some things you might want to adopt or adapt here in for 2023. And so I don't know where these came from. They were not attributed to anyone as I read them. It was so somebody obviously wrote these, but I did not write them, but I do like them. And I'm not saying that you need to, you know, that these are for everyone and all of you need to adopt all of these, but I do want you just to consider them and consider the ones that might resonate with you. Some things that you could do to not only help yourself grow in 2023, but maybe you could be a light for someone else, because we all need a little encouragement. We all need a little light in this world. So 20 words or 20 phrases to live by in 2023. So number one, compliment three people every day. Wouldn't that be cool if you just complimented three people every day? And I think sometimes, you know, we hear things like this, and we're like, oh, you know, what do I say? You can say, you know, really appreciate what you did today. Really, you know, boy, you know, I love that outfit. Really appreciate how you speak to people. You know, you can say anything just to give someone or someone's a compliment. And remember, this could be people that you actually love, right, that are close to you too. It doesn't have to be strangers. It can be your kids, it could be your spouse, it could be your parents, it could be your siblings, it could be your cousins, it could be anybody, right? But compliment three people each day. Number two, I love this. Watch a sunrise, and I'm going to throw in, or a sunset. And this says at least once a year, but I would do it a little more often than that. Watch a sunrise or a sunset at least once a year. I would like to say once a month. Think about the calmness and the surrealness, and just being able to breathe when you sit and watch what the creation looks like when you're watching a sunset or a sunrise. I just think it's awesome. I think it brings that sense of peacefulness to you, regardless of what you're going through in that time. When you get up early or you stay up late, you know, I love to watch it at the beach, but if you don't have a beach, that's fine too. Just find a place where you can watch the sunrise or sunset and just bring all of that, just bring all of that beauty back in to yourself and just really relish in that. I love that. Number three, be the first to say hello. And you know, when you say hello to someone or you say hi to someone walking down the street and they don't say hi back, that's not the time to go, "We jerk," right? No, you say hello to someone for you. You don't do it for them. Now, hopefully they get something out of it and maybe they will reciprocate, but it's like holding the door open for somebody, right? You're holding the door open because you think that's the right thing to do. And if they don't say thank you, then they don't say thank you, but that's on them. But be the first to say hello. Number four, live within your means. So whatever your means are in terms of financially, live within those, right? You don't have to live beneath them, but live within them. Don't outspend yourself, okay? Bad debt does not enhance your life, trust me, right? Bad debt brings more stress to your life. So live within your means. Number five, treat everyone like you like to be treated. And in some cases, go on and treat them better. Go on and treat them better than you like to be treated. You will feel great about yourself. And again, remember, you're doing it for you. Number six, never give up on anybody. There's somebody out there that you're like, "Man, I want to give up." But don't give up on them. Miracles happen. People change. People find that one spark that they need to change their lives. Might be a book, might be a podcast, might be a TV show, might be you. Might be a person that comes into their lives and you've talked to them and you tried to help them till you're blue in your face and you're about to give up. Don't give up on them. Miracles happen. Number seven, forget the Joneses. Forget the Joneses. You know, keeping up with the Joneses. Don't try to keep up with the Joneses or the Smiths or the anybody else that's around you. You be you. You be you. You keep up with you. You do the things that you want to do, right? Live in the house you can afford. Live in the place that you can, that you feel most at home. All of the those things. So forget trying to keep up with somebody else. Get rid of that comparison. Number eight, never deprive someone of hope. It may be all they have. Hope may be all that they have. So don't deprive them of hope. You be the encourager, not the discourager. Number nine, pray not for things, but for wisdom and courage. Pray not for things, but for wisdom and courage. Courage to do things. Wisdom to know how to respond, to know how to act. Number 10, I love this one. Be tough-minded, but tender-hearted. Be tough-minded, but tender-hearted. You can still respond to someone the way that you need to respond to them, but you can respond to them in love. You can respond to them with a tender-heartedness, even if you have to have a difficult conversation with someone, whether it's a spouse, whether it's at work, whether it's a child. Right? Be tough-minded, but tender-hearted. Number 11, be kinder than necessary. Be kinder than necessary. Be even more kind than you feel like you have to. Just spread that kindness to others. Number 12, don't forget most people's greatest emotional need is to what? To feel appreciated. To feel appreciated. We long to feel appreciated. Other people long to feel appreciated. Yeah, we long to feel loved too, but we long to feel appreciated. Tell someone how much you appreciate them. Tell them how thankful you are for them. Right? Remember that. Number 13, keep your promises. If you say you're going to do something, do it. The ones to yourselves, the ones to others. Number 14, learn to show cheerfulness. Even when you might not feel like it. You don't have to fake it. But you can show that you're grateful. You can show that you're cheerful. Even if you don't feel like it. Number 15, this is a good one and a good reminder for those of you who are trying to build a business or you're trying to grow something, or, you know, especially you get all caught up in the social media world, you know, Instagram and Facebook, right, and all those things right now. Remember that an overnight success usually takes about 15 years. Remember that an overnight success usually takes about 15 years. It doesn't just happen, right? Like they want you to think that it happens when they tell you, oh, sign up for this and you're going to have these results in, right, 5 minutes. No, it's usually 15 years. 15 years usually takes it to be successful when people are showing you or trying to tell you that they're an overnight success. Number 16, leave things better than you found it. Leave everything better than you found it. If you go somewhere and you see trash, pick up a piece of trash, you've left it better than you found it. Leave a person better than you found them. Right. Number 17, remember that winners do what losers don't want to do. So if you're wanting to win in something, you got to do it, right? If it's an exercise program, if you want to lose weight, if you want to gain strength, if you want to grow your relationship, okay? Winners are willing to do what losers won't do. Number 18, when you arrive at your job in the morning or when you sign on for the first time right now in this digital world and you've got people that are showing up on your screen, let the first thing you say brighten someone else's day. Let the first thing you say to someone else, the first thing that comes out of your mouth, brighten someone's day. Don't be the complainer. Don't be the discourager. Don't be the one that's always looking for fault. Be the one that's looking to be an encouragement to someone else. Number 19, don't rain on other people's parades. If someone's having a great day, someone's trying to tell you something that's happened to them, again, don't be a downer. Don't get judgmental. Don't be jealous. Tell them how great it is for them, because it's about them. When you start feeling those feelings of jealousy and comparison, that's something in you that you need to work on and you need to work through. But don't rain on their parade. And then the last one, number 20. Never waste an opportunity to tell someone you love them. Never waste an opportunity to tell someone you love them. 20 things that you can live by in 2023. Isn't that exciting? Aren't those things that you can think, okay, let me take one or two of these. Let me take 10 of them. Let me take 5 of them, whatever. And say, you know what? I'm going to implement those into my life each day or each month in 2023 to live a better life for me. And then it also impacts those around you. So really cool. So I want to tell everyone Happy New Year. You guys have a safe and happy new year. Again, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. If I can help you in any way, reach out, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, drdarrenwilson.com. Would love to talk to you. Would love to have a conversation. Would love to help you grow. And I can't wait to see what 2023 has in store for you. Take care, everyone. See you right back here next week. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. If I can help you in any way, reach out to me today, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com, or go to the website, drdarrenwilson.com, and sign up for a consult today. Can't wait to see you soon. Take care, everyone.